opinions heard on the following program are those of Abdul, his guests, and callers, not necessarily those of WXNT or its management. So don't call us. Call him. 228-1430. Now it's your chance to be heard. Abdul in the Morning on News Talk 1430 AM WXNT.
News Talk 1430 WXNT. Thank you all for being with us. Don't forget cocktails and conversation tonight at Maple Creek Golf and Country Club over on 21st and Midhoffer. We're looking forward to have you guys join us this evening. And I'll tell you guys all about my flight experience too tonight, going up after the show with our good friends at Montgomery Aviation. So we're going to try a couple little tricky maneuvers, and the weather will be absolutely perfect and accommodating. Well, speaking of tricky maneuvers, Indiana lawmakers got to do some maneuvers to solve a budget crisis, also deal with unemployment insurance problem and a capital improvement board. And joining us on our Newsmaker line, always a pleasure to talk to this gentleman, Senate Pro Tem David Long out of Fort Wayne. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Abdul. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to our audience. We do appreciate it. Well, let's go ahead and start on the big thing that I know a lot of folks here, particularly in Indianapolis and Marin County, are interested in, the Capital Improvement Board and its situation. Already, the Indianapolis Star doing a story this morning that's been talked about for a few weeks at the council level. The Indianapolis City County Council, the votes aren't there for any sort of broad-based tax increase. There's been some talk about a casino, people still waiting for participation from the Colts and the Pacers. So I got to ask you, Senator Long, what do you make of all this?
Well, you know, as to the first issue you brought up about the city county council not wanting to take a vote, you know, at the state level, we hear constantly from local government how badly they want home rule. Let us make our own decisions. Don't rule the ship from Indianapolis. We can take care of our own business. And this is a classic home rule issue. And, you know, when the pressure comes on, you know, people tend to suddenly run for cover. I don't want to make this decision. You guys make it for us. And that's not going to work. I understand the trepidation all the city county councilors have, whether Republican or Democrat. They don't want to be faced with having to make a tough decision. But in the end, it's going to be theirs to make. And, if they don't want to make it, they don't have to. I think the legislature's job is to give them a box of options that are limited as far as the amount of money that can be raised, and let them decide which are the best ones for Marion County, which is the best fit for the fix of the CIB. This is a local issue, and it's going to be decided locally.
Senator Long, one of the things that have been bandied about was the expansion of that sports district to capture some more of that sales tax to take care of the CIB and some of its funding sources. Obviously, it seems that everyone's agreed that the new Marriott Hotel, that should be part of any sort of sports district expansion, because that would not be built but for Lucas Oil and the Convention Center. There have been some talk about maybe expanding that just a little bit more, with the argument being that, you know, but for the convention center and some of these other things, the state would not be collecting some of this revenue. And since there seems to be sort of a hostility towards helping Marion County from sort of outstate, then why not use some of that revenue generated in Marion County by people who came to Marion County for one reason or another, and use that to shore up some of that shortfall?
Well, let's understand the history here of the just downtown area. Right now, the state gives Indianapolis, Marion County, for their facilities, a total of $16 million a year already captured in this professional sports development area. If we give them another six, which I think there's consensus at the Marriott, because it's new and because it wouldn't be built except for the newly expanded convention center, therefore they're not existing tax dollars. If we give them the Marriott money, that's $22 million a year for the professional sports development area in Indianapolis. I think that is it dwarfs by many times anything we do anywhere else in the state. And so I think people feel like the state is giving a substantial amount of money to the support of the CIB and in downtown Indianapolis, and we've done it willingly. We recognize it's our capital city, and this is important for the health of the city, but there's a limit. And to suggest that we need to now take all the other hotels around there and give that to the CIB as well, all state tax dollars coming from people around the state, is not an acceptable solution. There are going to have to be local decisions made on some local taxes that are uncomfortable, but that's going to be part of the ultimate solution. And I think $22 million a year is adequate. I think most people who don't live in Indianapolis feel that way, and that's likely at the limits as far as state tax dollars.
Senator Long, one of the other things, too, and we've asked this question to you a couple of times, as far as participation from both the Colts and the Pacers go, we still haven't heard anything publicly from the Colts and Pacers, a couple opportunities for them to speak publicly. They sort of punted on and taken a pass. What are you folks hearing from your end as far as participation goes?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know where the Colts are. The Pacers have stepped up and said that they, whatever the ultimate amount is, that we give them help on the cost of operating Conseco Fieldhouse. They stepped up and said, that will be much appreciated, and they'll accept it. Right now, the CIB would be picking up 10 of the $15 million a year cost to operate Conseco. That's the current plan. That may modify more toward the CIB's favor. I don't know yet. But the Colts, I've heard nothing. I know there's continuing discussions. I know they have their representatives engaged now that represent them at the State House. We'll see what happens. But we have written into the CIB plan from the Senate version a ceiling on the amount of money that can be raised from these other taxes. And it includes, with that plan, participation in at least $5 million a year from both teams. So we'll see where that goes. But being the Senate feels strongly the Colts must participate, must be part of the solution. We haven't wavered on that opinion.
Now, one thing before we move on to a couple other topics, your counterpart, technically sorry, your neighbor, Jeff Espick, Uniondale, mentioned on this program the other day that perhaps some cash could be freed up by doing some of the bond refinancing on Lucas Oil, which would probably get the CIB the operational funds that they need to keep the doors open and the lights on while folks sort of take a step back, maybe put together a study committee, come back in 365 days with a long-term 34-year solution. Is that something that flies with you?
I think they're going to have to come up with a solution now. Again, I haven't talked with Jeff about that particular aspect of the fix, but I think some of that is, yes, they have some long-term issues beyond the operating costs they have to get resolved, but this is going to have to be fixed soon and now. I don't think next year and do it again with a patch. This is the solution sitting there. It just has to be found by the local government and the leadership in Indianapolis. I'm confident, given some time and the pressure to have to come to a decision, that they'll arrive at something that works.
We're talking to Republican State Senator Pro Tem David Long. Senator, a couple other things that's out there. Obviously, solving the state's unemployment insurance trust fund issue is, of course, a big deal. A plan unveiled out of a conference committee this week that would primarily raise taxes on employers 2 to 3 times, but not really put sort of a scale back on any sort of benefits, but give employers some flexibility maybe to challenge unemployment. Is that plan that's out there right now on the table acceptable to you, or what's going to have to change?
No, we're continuing to talk. That what was good about that is that it was a counteroffer from the House Democrat leadership it's a process, and that's not by any means the final work product. But the good news about it is that we're continuing to work hard toward a solution, and right now it looks a lot more positive that we can find an answer than it did last week. And, we've got just a few days left in the session. We all know that. We're working hard, and something will be there for all four Congresses to decide upon, and I think next week.
Do you think, Senator, that any plan that you folks put together will have to include some participation on the part of the employees, either a tax to pick up or maybe a scaling back or at least some sort of ceiling on benefits?
Well, everything is part of the discussion. All those points you brought up have been suggested by one party or another, through the course of this. This has really been discussed for almost the last 9 months, well before we started session. So, Ed, I think that, again, without getting into specifics, we're making progress, and I feel better about being able to find a solution today than I did last week, let's put it that way.
We also got a budget that needs to be hammered out. It seems that there's general agreement on the numbers, maybe not necessarily agreement on the procedure. Do you find it rather ironic, Senator, that it seems like, you know, this is one of those rare moments where the budget may actually be the easiest thing to accomplish?
I've heard that all session. I think the unemployment insurance solution is so painful for everyone because it requires some, you know, doing things that that may, you know, in your eyes, in your perception, hurt those who are your supporters, or hurt some people at a tough time of a very difficult economy. It's a much tougher decision to make. The budget has a process and it has, you know, aspects to it that, you know, you have to fund certain things. It's a tried and true process, and that's familiar to everyone. This unemployment insurance fix is not, and it's painful for everyone. I've likened it to, you know, a divorce, basically. At the end of the day, if somebody walks out with a big smile on their face and happy, then the other party got the raw end of the deal. And I think most everyone's going to walk out with a grim face, but accepting the fact that this had to be done. And
well,
if we do that, I think we'll find a solution.
Well, I was jokingly saying the only people usually walk away smiling in a divorce are the lawyers, because they're the ones.
Well, yeah, that may be true also. Anyway, I think we're making progress. I believe that's the good news. You know, we're talking, we're working hard behind the scenes, and I think we can get done by the 29th, but yeah, we'll see.
Two final questions for you, Senator, before I let you go, because I know you folks got a busy schedule today. Just so we're clear on Marin County and the CIB, do you think it's a message that you're sending to the city county councilors, both Republican and Democrat, that primarily this CIB shortfall, this is you guys' problem, and we'll give you, the city will give you a little bit of help, but ultimately it's up to you to fix it?
Well, see, the fixes are really locally enacted. We give them the power to do it, and they decide whether or not they want to. And, you know, those are these local taxes that really aren't necessarily even impacting their constituents, innkeeper's taxes and ticket taxes, you know, rental car taxes. Those are things, those particular three right there are taxes that really affect the tourism industry more than anything else, except maybe for the ticket taxes, and if you're a season ticket holder, I suppose that affects you. But other than that, you know, anything else that's been proposed, those are a little tougher for them, obviously, to enact. And I think if we give them a box of options, in the end, they'll find a way to get it done. But the state can only get so much, and this is not a statewide problem. And it's not fair for the state taxpayers, particularly in this time when people are struggling with 20% unemployment up in Elkhart County, for Indianapolis to suggest that those taxpayers have to find a fix for the downtown Indianapolis you know, area. It's just not going to sell. So there's a limit to what we're willing to give. And as I said, it's $22 million a year right now from state tax dollars going to downtown Indy to support the CIB and the facilities downtown. I think that's enough. And our other, and with the participation of the teams, with the cuts that the CIB is going to make, with the dollars from Marriott, I think we've got them more than halfway there. They just have to find the rest of it and the internal fortitude, I think, to make those decisions. And I think they will, under pressure, sitting down and working through this, they'll find a way. I don't have any doubt about it because they have to.
Final question for you, Senator. I've been asking for sort of an over-under of whether you folks will get out of here on time or have to stay late. So far, House Democrats say 50-50. House Republicans say you guys will probably leave on the 29th, but probably be back the following Monday. Want to get in on the pool?
We'll get finished on time if everybody continues to work hard and stays focused. I'm a believer in that. I think, you know, no one knows for sure because you know, we don't know if there's something's going to trip us up along the way. But I'll tell you this, if we don't resolve the UI, I think we'll get the budget done. But if we don't get the unemployment insurance issue fixed, we will be back at 12:01 on April 30th. I'm very confident that the governor will call us right back in and keep us working as he should. And I think that knowledge of that will get us to the finish line. But it's not going to be easy. It's a tough situation for us. But that's what we're paid to do, and we'll find a way, I'm confident.
All right. Well, Senator David Long, Senator Pro Tem. Senator, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for being with us. I know you folks got a busy day, so we won't keep you any longer. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good talking to you, too.
Thank you. It's Abdul in the Morning, XNT. We'll be right back.
keeping the AM band alive. Interesting and informative. We are News Talk, 1430 AM, WXNT, Indianapolis.